Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The caregivers of San Juan Regional Medical Center are committed to bettering the quality of life, health, and care of individuals, families, and our communities. Life is their sacred trust. Better is their mission. Here is their home. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. Positive Realty, your locally owned, full-service real estate brokerage, proudly serving buyers and sellers throughout San Juan County. Owner Realtor Matt Albright is ready to answer your real estate questions in an ever-changing market, offering his experience, market knowledge, and relaxed professional approach to every transaction. Positive Realty, making real estate goals a reality, always working on behalf of their clients' best interests. More information at 505-787-7121 or online at positiverealtynm.com.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Culp, along here with Scott and Scott.
Hello.
Scott.
Hello.
Wow, you're bookended with Scotts.
It's a little overwhelming. There's a Scott on this side, a Scott on that side.
Wow.
It's a lot of Scott.
Scott's to the left of me, Scott's to the right of me.
Scott's to the
stuck
right.
Stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Exactly.
And with that, we're on the air.
Yeah, man. I don't think those jokes are ever going to get old.
Never. They never will.
You come up with new ones every time, the two of you.
It just happens that way. Anyway, good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here, Megan and Scott. And this is our That's Interesting program on KSJE. It's the program where we invite you to call in and let us know what's been interesting in your world during the past week. And we've got some calls already lined up, ready to talk on the air, to share some information and just get on the air and just to kind of a freewheeling show. That's what it's designed to be, right?
I love it.
Yes.
Right? Exactly. We'll put up the phone number right here. Once again, you can give us a call at 505-566-3909. 505-566-3909. Should we go to our first caller?
Let's do it.
All right. Why don't we? Waiting on hold patiently. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Good morning, Scott. It's Christine with Presbyterian Medical Services.
Christine Carlson, nice to have you call in. Thank you so much. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for allowing me to call in. How are you?
You bet. I think we're all doing all right, but we did invite Christine to call in because Christine and Presbyterian Medical Services is one of the agencies that is offering counseling services and other support for residents in the community this week after the horrific events of Monday. And so we wanted to give Christine a bit of time just to kind of explain how folks can reach out and what kinds of things you're offering to people.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Presbyterian Medical Services is offering some free counseling to anyone impacted by Monday's events. We're offering that at two locations at our Farmington Community Health Center, and that's located off of West Broadway, and also at our Total Behavioral Health Services Center, and that's 1615 Ojo Court over by the Little Model Airplane Airport. Both services, people can either call in or walk in. We have counselors ready to assist people. Also at our Total Behavioral Health Services location, we do have two traditional counselors available for anybody wanting some traditional Dene healing services.
Very good. And these walk-ins or these first appointments, Christine, would those be free of charge or how would that work? Because I know some folks are always concerned about being able to pay for some of these things, and we hope that's not a hindrance to getting help.
Yeah, no, they're absolutely free. Just come on in. We're here to serve you. You don't need to sign up for services or anything like that. There's no paperwork the first time you come in. We're just happy to have people come in, and we're here to support the community.
Very, very good. And the phone numbers, again, I think we had them up earlier in the week from Tota Behavioral Health. That number, is that still 564-4804?
Yes, that is our number, yes.
And the Community Health Center at 327-4796?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Co-host, okay. Anything to add?
No, but hi, Christine. It's Megan.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Megan.
Glad you guys are doing this. This is great for our community.
Definitely.
We are always very happy to help.
Terrific. Scott.
I did have a question. Are some of these, I'm assuming these counselors are going to be one-on-one, or are they also in groups as well?
So currently they're all one-on-one. We are available to go out to businesses or communities that would like to have something done on their location for their employees. But currently everything is one-on-one. We can set up groups if people would like that.
Okay.
Look at that.
Good to know. Thank you. Good question, Scott Duran. Thank you for that. Christine Carlson, thank you for calling in and for all the work that you and all of your colleagues do at TOTA and the Farmington Community Health Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Do take care. There you go. So that's just one resource in the community that's available for assistance after the week that we've been through. We have another caller on the air, on the phone, I should say, but we'll put them on the air right now. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, Scott.
Hello.
Hi, this is Rick Cavedo with Desert View Family Counseling Services. How are you?
I am good. I was going to say it sounds like Rick Cavedo, but I wanted to be sure. I didn't want to, you know, misidentify you. So we just heard from Christine Carlson, and so, Rick, you're another one of those individuals that we reached out to because you and Desert View has been offering, again, counseling services to the community. So if kind of same type of questions, would you explain to our audiences kind of what you're offering this week for folks?
Yeah, so when this first happened, the county reached out to us and asked if we would hold crisis slots available for folks that wanted to come in crisis. And so we went ahead and did that, and we're going to continue to do that in the next few weeks. I think what we see through times of crisis like this is it seems like people would want to come in right away. But what we see is it'll be in the weeks to come that people really want to come in and talk about this. And so we did have a few folks utilize the service, but I really anticipate in the weeks to come that we'll see more of this.
Very good. And again, same question, I think, Rick, you know, about cost and things like that for these first visits. These are free of charge for folks?
Absolutely, yeah. No charge at all. So, yeah. And we've got people can reach out on our website, our Facebook Messenger page. A lot of times, especially young people, they prefer to text, and so they can get on our Messenger on our Facebook page, and then you know a counselor can message back with them. And a lot of times, this is just kind of alleviates a way of you know instead of face to face. In modern times, it's easier just to kind of text than sometimes do the face-to-face, especially times like this when people aren't sure what they're feeling right now.
Right. And I think it's important to understand that you may not know what you're feeling right now. You just maybe know that you're not feeling like you normally feel, and that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's so many different things to be feeling right now, not just individually, but as a community, I think. And I think one of the important things for people to understand is that there's only, you know, when it comes to violent acts, there's only about a 3-5% attribute of violence being associated with mental health. And so I really want people to understand that because we hear about these incidents that happen and the mental health gets attached to that. And for people who suffer from mental health and who need help for mental health, we never want this to be a stigma not to get help because the violence piece, you know, it's very seldom that that's, you know, a part of that. And so I think it's very important that people know that. It's important to take care of our psyche, take care of ourselves, and to get that help that we need.
Very true. Very true. Well, Rick Cavedo, we really appreciate it. Again, we are showing a phone number for Desert View Family Counseling, 505-326-7878, option 1. Is that
yes,
the
sir.
Correct number? Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Well, thank you. Again, thank you and the work that your colleagues do for the community. We appreciate you calling in this morning.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. Rick Cavedo, Desert View. And also, we want to mention the New Mexico Crisis and Access Line, I believe, is a statewide number of 988, which you should be able to dial from any cell phone to get access from the statewide crisis and access department. So those are some of the resources that have been made available in the wake of this week's events. So, co-hosts, But
I'm just
back
happy
to the
that
studio.
We're providing support. This is important.
Yeah.
Right?
There's multiple,
very much so.
Multiple options on that setting, you know what I mean?
And it's one of those things, again, you know, not to dwell on it, but I think, you know, for folks who maybe knew someone or in their neighborhood or whatever, and they just are feeling unease or some other feeling that's not a normal feeling, that it's okay to reach out to these mm-hmm. resources and just talk about it and,
yes.
and see what it,
yes.
what's yep. going on, right?
For sure.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. What else is going on? Co-hosts?
Well.
Megan?
Well.
Scott?
I've been reading a
Scott?
Book.
What? Really?
Yes.
Good for you.
Well, so my semester wrapped up on Tuesday. That was my last day.
Okay. Yes, right.
So I'm back to reading for fun.
Ah.
Oh.
So let's,
it wasn't
let's,
fun before.
Let's see what type of book Megan reads for fun.
Yes. So it's called AWE. Mm-hmm. It's The Science of Awe and How It Could Improve Your Daily Life.
Aw.
Okay.
So I it saw what you did there. Scott.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you. Yeah.
So a sense of awe. So I have a question. So when have you guys felt a sense of awe? Give me an example.
A sense? Every time you walk through the door,
aww.
I have a sense of awe because you walk down that hall like you own the place.
It's true. I do that.
Yes.
She walks in straight to coffee then comes in here.
That's right. Right. They always beeline the coffee first.
We know the routine.
That is very true. That's very true. But I'll think of a better answer while maybe Scott gives his answer.
You know, moments of awe for me a lot of time is my nieces and nephews when I see their pictures. That's another moment.
Yeah.
I never thought, you know, I'm not one to – I always keep telling people I don't want to have children. But my nieces and nephew are very – like just cute to me, like
yeah.
I you know, as long as they're not mine, I guess that's the idea of it, right? As long as they're not mine, I can hang out with them and then give them back to their parents.
Well, yeah,
even other little kids, like my best friend's nieces and nephews too, they're all cute to me and I do that because you know.
Well,
you can
enjoy the cuteness,
yeah.
and then when they're not so cute, you just go, here you go, mom,
exactly,
dad. Take them
right.
back to
yeah.
there,
take them back.
But
yeah.
it does give that moment of like youth and all that other stuff is just precious. And I mean,
yeah.
that's what it's kind of, I guess that's what comes with the aw portion.
That's a perfect example.
Better than mine, really? Thank you.
I don't even need to read the book then.
Well, yeah, you don't. And it's also what I love about that example is it's like, it's sort of an everyday thing.
It
like,
is.
So it's, you don't have to go to the Grand Canyon, which is like always my example of awe. Mm-hmm. Like when I saw the Grand Canyon, I was like, whoa.
Okay.
This is better than I could have imagined. But you can't go to the Grand Canyon every day, but you can talk to your nieces and nephews often.
You find it in little things too. You
yeah.
mean just like you said, going different road trips or even just sitting outside and watching, like looking at our own sunset in the backyard. Like,
yeah.
Again, you don't get that feeling every time because if you do it over and over again, right?
Right.
But I see what you're saying. Like you find it in every little thing and it is nice to just get that refresher of like, oh, this is very beautiful and creation and all
right.
this other stuff.
Right. Scott Duran, you got it.
Nice.
You nailed it.
A plus.
There you go.
A plus.
Good job. What about you?
I'm done for the day. Let's go.
Besides the Grand Canyon.
Yeah,
you
right.
That,
besides
right?
the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Nature is a big one for me.
Okay.
I love nature.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sense of awe when you're, you know, walking under a tree line that's pretty mm-hmm. spectacular. Or like you mentioned, the sunsets here, you can't beat the sunsets. So,
right.
yeah, I take the dog every day for a walk and I see the sunset and I'm like, wow, you know. It's the best sunset I've seen. I've lived in, you know, four different places now and the sunsets here, it's just, there's no comparison. So that's one. I think in particular interactions with friends, sometimes it'll be a really tender moment or something and that'll inspire awe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
I was going to ask about the definition of how we define awe, how you would define awe. I think the Grand Canyon is a great example of it, but you know, it can be other stuff too.
It could be a lot of stuff.
Right?
So one example was actually a college student who was studying science, and it was the structure of a cell that gave him a sense of awe. Just which I studied physiology this past semester, and I was like, oh my gosh, the body is like so complex, and
right.
it
mm-hmm.
actually works most of the time.
Yeah,
it's
amazing, right?
It's amazing yeah. that it works most of all of these pieces that have to work well to be healthy.
Right.
And
well,
that
and the chemicals and all the
awe.
Other
all
stuff,
the chemicals
right?
going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
I was going to mention last night, I was at the graduation ceremony for Piedra Vista High School at Hutchinson Stadium, and I don't know if it's just awe or just sentimental or what, but you know, you do the national anthem. And, you know, we're all looking at the flag, and the flag is there, and the
chorus is singing, and then for the last kind of chorus, a little gust of wind comes through the stadium, and it makes the flag kind of flutter more than it had been. And I don't know
there's
why that touched me,
yeah.
But, you know, I noticed it, and I was like, oh, that's really, you know, kind of cool and
right. Neat
that it was timed out just like that, and I don't know.
Right.
A nice moment, yes. So
That's a great example. Teary-eyed.
Okay. Well, I had to come up with something better
than
just you walking in the door. Although, if you've ever seen Megan walk through a door, it's pretty awe-inspiring. It's kind of like a little Grand Canyon, you know, if you think about it. There you go. You're welcome.
Just a little majesticness.
Just a little majestic walking through the door.
There's some buttes and some mesas and Megan. There you go.
Megans and mesas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
You never see that. You know?
So that's what you're reading for fun for school.
Right.
Okay.
Cool.
Right.
Cool. And then what? What's next? I guess we'll hear about it on a
future show.
Yes. Do you have a list lined up or stacked up? You're not.
No.
You're just
I never have a list.
How do you go about that? I guess whatever preference of what you would like to read, huh? I always do that. At the end of reading like a book or something like that, I'm like, what do I do next after this? Like,
yeah. Right.
It's easier for me because it's like when I read a lot of my materials don't judge me people is graphic novels or comic books.
Yeah.
But like especially with the sets that we get, like you can continue on reading over and over again, right? It's like 1 through like 20. So you can continue, you know the direction that you need to go to. But like I'm reading Symbolism, which is the guy who wrote Da Vinci Code and all that stuff, which I'm like, after I read this book, like what do I do next? Like it is interesting to me, but sometimes when I read the next thing that's like it, I'm like, it's not the same. I don't really care.
There's a tip. There's a trick.
Oh.
There's a site called Goodreads, and it'll tell you books that are similar to. So I had read a book on the brain and spirituality, and then it told me like this awe book was similar to that. So I picked it up.
Okay. Nice.
So, cool.
There you go. There you go. I would think that I know the Farmington Public Library, I think, has some resources like that, too, that can recommend a similar book.
Yeah.
If you plug it into their database.
Yeah.
So, stuff like that. And do you buy your books, or do you go to the library?
I go to the library.
Okay.
Farmington Library.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. See?
A lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff.
There you are. Perfect. Well, this is the show that's interesting, everyone, so we encourage you to call in and join us as well. If you would like to give us a call, it is 505-566-3909, 505-566-3909. Maybe you have read an interesting book recently that you would like to share, or maybe you'd like to share your definition of awe, and maybe it is when you see Megan Cullop walking through a hallway. You never know. It could be any one of those things.
Could be.
It could be.
It could
when the sun is right behind your head, it's just awe-inspiring.
Double.
You can
double.
Almost hear the angels singing. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You've been there, see?
I've heard them.
Yeah. Sure.
I've heard
them. Other than the voices in your head,
Scott,
it's the
this morning. I've heard them.
Angelic singing, so that makes sense. Perfect. Scott Duran, anything to share this morning and this week from your world?
One or two. I'll let you pick. One or two.
Number one or number two?
Yeah, number one or number two.
I don't
both
know.
Of you.
Boy, that is...
And I'll take majority rule.
Megan?
Oh, Megan?
Oh, so
thoughts?
We don't
one
get
or
to
two.
Hear what it is.
No.
Two.
Two. All right, number two, which I found was very interesting to me. This is food-related. Always come up with
it's
food.
Food-related
food related or history-related.
All
so
right.
Food-related. Back in 1932, Mars Company used to sell the big candy bar that is very famous now, Musketeers, the Three Musketeers.
Sure.
Right.
Right.
That.
And three sets. It was for a nickel, and you could buy this candy bar that had chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. Back in 1932, the Mars Company used to sell that together.
Okay. All right.
And that was the candy.
All right.
During World War II, though, in 1945, I believe is when it was, the company no longer could afford to make that. The sugar was being rationalized over here in the United States and all that stuff. So so you couldn't, you know, make a lot of stuff with this. So they had to reinvent a lot of their stuff, and one of them was the Three Musketeers. So what they ended up doing was creating like a semi-chocolate nougat center, and they just kind of frothed it up and then coated it with chocolate.
Yeah.
And that's how it was sold. But it was sold in the sense of it's so big that you could share it with another person. And that was the idea, was that you can break it in half, give it to somebody else, and eat one portion, and they eat the other portion. And, you know, and that was the idea of it.
Okay.
And again, they had to lose all of that stuff. And then later on, it was after the war had ended, all that stuff, the way they frothed the nougat and made it, all that stuff, that texture, was supposed to be a simulation of ice cream. It was supposed to make it seem like you're eating ice cream, right? Even though you weren't eating ice cream. So at some point, people actually started putting it in the refrigerators as refrigerators and all that stuff started being popularized,
sure,
and all that other stuff to keep it cold. And that's how they kept it, like. And, you know, I guess that was the idea. Once it was cold and all that other stuff and you ate it, it's like, oh, it's like ice cream, but it's not ice cream at the same time.
All right.
So, yeah. So I just found that out the other day, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that there were three different types of candies. And at some point in the early 2000s, 2007s, they started changing their flavors. They changed the nougat to mint, and that sold like crazy. Really? People liked it. And they tried other stuff like orange, strawberry, raspberry, cappuccino, caramel, wow, all these other stuff. But they didn't sell as great as the other two, so they kind of just did it as a limited time only thing.
Right.
Maybe I think in Halloween's they might do the orange one, I think, if I'm not forgetting. But yeah, so that was my fun food one for the day.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
I did not know that Three Musketeers was actually three,
yeah,
or that separate it was that old
candy bars.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I would see when they change it to the nougat or the frothier filling,
yeah,
you know, it would be harder to break apart the bar,
yeah,
right,
to share with your friends, unless you put it in the fridge, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
Harden it up a little bit. Oh, I don't know.
Or cut it.
Yeah.
But,
so,
yeah.
Okay.
That was my fun one for the day.
All right.
And nice.
I have another one later on if we get to it, but
okay.
What else you guys got?
We may get to it. I have nothing today. What?
Ooh,
I, you know, I come unprepared. Well, I knew we were going to get calls from our counseling friends, so I set that up. So I had that. I brought that to the
table. I set that up.
So that was all me.
That's all me.
And my national anthem story.
Yes.
I thought that was cool.
That is cool.
You know, I mean, it's been a week. I have to tell you, it's been a week. So it's been tragic, but then heartfelt to see the community come together and to kind of rally around the neighborhood, around law enforcement, about first responders, you know, and all these things. It's just, you know, it's been one of those ups, roller coasters of a week, I have to say.
That's
and I'm sure for a lot of people as well, not just
it's
me.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's a weird one.
All right. I like weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about past lives?
Oh, this thing.
Best lies. You know?
Lives.
Lives. Yes, lies. Or lies. No.
Past lives. We have a lot of past lives.
You know, yes, those come back to haunt you, Scott.
I think both of those do.
Yeah.
Past lives, like reincarnation, is that where we're going?
Basically, yeah, that the soul reincarnates, but it's, yeah. But not necessarily to, like, animals and stuff, but, like, other humans.
Right. I mean, I think there's a lot of interesting thoughts about your soul or your spirit and things like that, and I'm not quite sure I understand it, or but I think there's something out there about it, maybe. I don't know if I believe it.
Sure.
100%.
Sure.
So I guess it's within the realm of possibility. How's that?
Yeah. Well, so
I don't know what I would have been in a past life. Who knows, right? Maybe an even bigger nerd? I don't know.
Well, could very well be.
Okay, because?
Just, I don't know, because you're a nerd now.
You had something to back that up.
Once a nerd, always a nerd.
Once a nerd, always a nerd. Well, past lives included.
Probably true. It's on a t-shirt somewhere.
So there's a shamanic thing. And the shamanic thing is called a soul retrieval. And the idea is that in this past life, something happened where there was a soul loss. And it's usually some sort of like traumatic event that causes a soul loss. Okay. And the effects of that carry on throughout the other lives. And so the shaman unveils where the soul loss occurred so that the soul can be retrieved and reintegrated.
Oh.
It's a shamanic thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of far out there.
And I guess once it's retrieved, is that a positive thing for the individual then,
right,
who has their soul restored? Or?
Right.
Okay.
So it's a reintegration to where the soul can come back together.
And does it happen again and again, or hopefully not?
Hopefully not, but it certainly can, because the world is hard, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
It messes with people.
But I guess the idea of it is that when you go back or whatever to that one point or whatever, you kind of reconcile, right? Is that the idea of it? Like, you reconcile what had happened, you can move on from it.
Yes.
And you and the other past life are now at rest.
Right.
Right. The idea.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Until something else happens.
Yes.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
Interesting. That's kind of an awe.
Yeah, it is kind of an awe-inspiring thing.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
You know.
Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know what I think about past lives, but I was reading up on it.
Okay.
I
thought that was really interesting.
Do you think you have a past life?
I don't know what I think about it.
Okay.
Maybe. I mean, I believe that the soul is eternal. I just don't know if it reincarnates.
Okay.
So that's the extra jump. Like,
right.
Is the soul eternal and it's the same? It's the static. It's like the Megan that goes on is the same Megan, or does it go into a different life?
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But you feel that our souls are forever. Eternal.
Right. Something goes on after this life. Right.
Yeah. Something that was part of us.
Right.
Okay.
Some consciousness continues.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. And how do you tap into that?
Right.
Or whatever. Right. Ooh.
Through this shamanic stuff.
Apparently, maybe.
Maybe.
Right.
That's okay. A cool word. I like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Shamanic.
Right. It reminds me of a program that my sister recommended to me on, I think it's a CBS show called Ghosts.
Well, there you go.
I don't know if you've seen it.
No.
It's different. It's a comedy. It's a situation comedy, but it's all about these ghosts that are stuck in this house, and you know, they're from different periods of history, and so they all interact, and one of the new owners of this house can see them, of course, and hilarity ensues. And the husband can't see them, so you know, it kind of cuts between the scenes of, you know, the wife in the kitchen and they're all surrounding her, and then the husband in the kitchen with the wife and he can't see anybody else there. So, you know.
I can see the comedic potential there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. They talk a lot about, you know, I think when they're, you know, if they do something, I think, redeeming, then they kind of see them kind of go up to presumably heaven or down. And, you know, so that has happened a few times during the show.
Yeah.
And then they disappear. Oh. And then they're written off the show because they don't come back.
Yeah.
So
well, yeah, that's it for them. You can't come back after that, Scott.
No, you really shouldn't anyway. But anyway, there's that show.
Yeah.
So do, like, other new ghosts come into the house?
Once in a while, you know. Well, okay. there are basement ghosts who just hang out in the basement. And then, you know.
Okay.
But there's something about the property where they can only go a few feet from where they maybe passed away. And so I don't know if that, you know, that's just written into the show, right? And so,
right.
But it's one of those things so that the people aren't just, ghosts aren't just kind of floating in from all over the place.
Aww. Right.
But so it's a kind of a small cast of characters. But yeah. So
right.
there's that show.
Well,
take it for what you will. Yeah. I find it entertaining.
Yes.
It's certainly not factually accurate.
Right.
Yes. So there you go. But interesting. You know, I think that is an interesting thought about what happens to our consciousness.
Well, yeah, what happens to our consciousness after we die? Is that it? Or is there something more?
Right. Exactly.
So, and I guess in my line of work, that's a very live question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For people.
Sure.
But people generally have their own answer. So there's people that are like, I'm going to a place that's better. And then there's people that are like, yeah, I'm done, but I'm fine with that because that's what I believe and I've made peace with that. And there's actually been studies that when it comes to peace at the end of life, if you are certain on either there's nothing or there's something, you're fine because the certainty is what brings comfort. Mm-hmm. It's people who are in the middle that are like, I don't know, and they're torn back and forth. Those people have a harder time with peace at the end of life.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's regardless of whether they're accepting of death
right.
in and of itself, right,
right.
I suppose, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, look at that.
Brain hurts now.
Bringing it, know. Going deep here.
That's a really interesting concept and thought, right?
Yes.
So, okay. Something to think about.
Something to think about.
I would think so.
Until we are able to upload it to the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Until AI takes over.
Exactly. Yeah. We just have a few minutes remaining this morning, everyone. We have time. If you'd like to call in and share what's interesting in your world this week, we invite you to do so. 505-566-3909. 505-566-3909. This is our only local community call-in show, and we're here every few weeks with this program. We'll explain what that means in just a moment. Scott, did you want to bring up your second?
Oh yeah, sure.
Topic
we can definitely talk about it real quickly.
Before we wrap up today, sure.
Okay. This is the historical one. This is about the 16th president, Mr. Abraham Lincoln himself.
All right.
Which I mean, after I've kind of talked to about a few people, they were like, oh yeah, I kind of remember something like that. But did you guys know that Abraham Lincoln was a wrestler, like an actual wrestler?
What?
And he was inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame. The 16th president was inducted to the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
As a kid, right? As a young person?
No, as an adult almost. Like from his teens to like early 20s or so.
All right.
He would actually, you know, he performed, or he was in the act of what they call it, catch and catch wrestling style, which I guess is a very kind of like throw your opponent around, like just slam them and do all that other stuff, like this heavy kind of work, which is not allowed in the Olympics because you can really hurt people with it. But he was he was an active person. There wasn't like a sport about it or anything like that. It was more of taught like as a combat training, basically.
Wow.
So yeah, but he was a very profound. And there was like a rumor story about it, like when he was working in Illinois, in New Salem, in Illinois, the shop owner that he was working at knew about this, and he used Abraham Lincoln as a promotional tool to like bring people to his restaurant, or not his restaurant, but to his store. And he would, he convinced Abraham to wrestle people in order to do this. And one of the people that came up to him and wanted to wrestle him was leader of a local gang of bullies and stuff like that, Jack Armstrong. And he was like the toughest dude out of the whole entire gang. He's a leader, right? And Abraham went toe-to-toe with him, and he tore him down and beat him up and won the match. And some say he didn't. Some say that wasn't the full story. Some say that he just entered and the bullies saw him, and they, he's 6'4". So they're like, nah, let's get this guy. And he kind of went toe-to-toe with the leader, and they was not really defined like if he won or not won. But the other one that I learned from the actual Olympics that we're talking about, the Olympics said that he did it that way. And then when he went to college to study law and all that stuff, he continued on practicing wrestling and all that other stuff, and he ended up coming to his loss, his first loss ever. And the crazy thing about Abraham Lincoln was that out of his 300 and some victories, there was only one loss, and he lost to a gentleman by the name of Hank Thomason. That was the only loss he ever had.
Hmm.
That technically on record or something like that. But yeah, our 16th president was a grappling man.
Who I always saw as a pacifist.
Yeah.
Like he's one of the most pacifist presidents we've had.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't mean he didn't train, though. I mean,
the president who presided over the Civil War?
Well, but he was, but for the sake of the Union, right? It was,
yes, that's
it
true.
Was like a requirement.
Yeah.
He didn't just go to war.
He kind of walked in, fell into it.
That's yeah,
true.
Yeah. No.
Right.
Okay.
But I mean, it wasn't like he was going around like, let's wrestle and throw people down. He was kind of doing it as a way for, as a athletic, as, to keep in shape and all that stuff, and just as a competition of sport.
But again, as a younger person, I don't think he was doing that in the White House.
Once he got to the presidency, I'm pretty sure he was pretty much done with all that. You know what I mean? He was more...
there'd be some really interesting cabinet meetings if he was wrestling at the White House.
Oh, you don't agree with me?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be scary as all heck.
Okay. Interesting.
But yeah.
All right. Very cool. Well, he definitely, I think, during the Civil War, one of his big themes and focus was to try to restore the Union and keep it together. That's, I think, what you're mentioning.
Yes. So. Well, and he worked with a divided cabinet.
Right.
So he was renowned for, like, dealing with people that were all over the map.
And Congress, I don't think, was really all on the same
page
either.
There's a book called The Company of Rivals or The Something of Rivals, and it's all about how he dealt with his political opponents.
Yeah.
Huh. So, yeah. Team of Rivals, that's what it's called.
Well, he gave up the physical act of wrestling, but didn't give up the verbal act.
I'm sure, or the mental wrestling, for sure. Yeah, they're very true, very true.
Yeah,
all right,
the skill's still there.
We have learned a lot of things today.
Yeah.
We did.
And so, as we do every time, we all get together. So, we appreciate that, but we are out of time, everybody.
Sadly.
I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
But we thank you for joining us, audience. This is That's Interesting, and we invite you to join us again for our next program. But next week we will be here with our solutions from the street. Let me see if I can get a better image of that, but I can't because it's kind of frozen, but we'll fix that in just a moment. But anyway, our solutions from the street again was coming in next week when we try to talk a little bit about different solutions to different other problems. There it is. If you have an idea for a topic, you can always drop us an email. Megan Cullop, where would they write to?
KSJE@sanjuancollege.edu.
That will get it to us. And so you can send us a note, and we will work on that for a possible future program.
Yes.
So there you go.
Look at that.
All right. Recap on the schedule, of course. We are here on the 1st, 3rd, and 5th Fridays of every month to talk about That's Interesting. We've got Scott Duran on contract for that, so he'll be here.
Yes.
So, exactly. And Megan and I are here on the 2nd and 4th Fridays with Solutions from the Street, and that's what will be happening next Friday.
Yes.
So that's what's happening, 8 to 9 a.m. Tomorrow, you will be on the radio.
Yes.
Yourself.
Radio Free Saturday Morning music show.
Yes.
Yes, not an interview format. It's a music format. So it is genre free. So you will hear all different types of genres on this show. And I take a theme and I curate a playlist around that theme. So tomorrow's theme is... I've stumped
Abraham
myself.
Lincoln.
No.
Wrestling.
No.
Reincarnation.
I should do reincarnation. That's That'd be a good one. I don't know. I forgot what the theme is.
Okay.
But you'll hear
it'll come to you.
It'll come to me at like 3 a.m. tonight.
Yeah. But, and by 8:59 tomorrow, you'll have a theme.
I'll have
for
a theme
the show.
By 8:59.
Yeah.
So tune in to hear that. It's 9 to 11 a.m.
Okay.
We'll
perfect.
That.
There you go. Scott Duran, you also have a show.
I do. I have the World Beat Show right after Megan.
Yeah.
That's going to be Neil Sean, the third portion of Neil Sean before we end up the full rapation. But yeah, I was getting really into his fusion jazz and world beat style music.
Okay.
Which is very cool.
Nice.
So I'm going to do that as well.
All right.
Nice.
Very good. And we also want to invite you all to come out and see us tomorrow at 10:30 right here at San Juan College. It is the annual KSJE 0 Mile Fun Run, so somehow Megan will be on the radio and running at the same time.
Running
with air quotes.
Air
yes,
quotes.
Exactly, because it is 0 miles. But for $20 tomorrow, you can join us and get a great T-shirt and see how ready we are. Been training all year for the 0 Mile Fun Run.
Yes.
So we hope you'll join us and check it out.
So. And there's a special note on how to get to the venue because one of the streets is closed down.
Well, yeah, the main entrance to the college is closed down. So you'll just
where do you go?
You come up north on College Boulevard, mm-hmm. and you would come in kind of over by the Quality Center for Business, which is across from Messina Street, and come into the college campus that way, and then make an immediate, almost first left-hand turn and drive south on, I think it's Tiny Tots Trail.
Yes.
And that will lead you to parking lot R, which is a dirt parking lot, which is mm-hmm. very adjacent to the Learning Commons Plaza, which is where we'll be.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yes.
And you can go on our website and find out more at ksje.com/funrun.
There we go.
Very good.
It's all right there. So,
just
all right.
Like that, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go, everyone. Well, let's see. I think we are wrapped up the show. So until next week, everyone, we thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next time right here on That's Interesting on KSJE.
It's time once again for the KSJE 0 Mile Fun Run, Saturday, May 20th at 10:30 a.m. at San Juan College Learning Commons Plaza. Register today for $15 at ksje.com/funrun and show your backing for community-supported KSJE. Just like a dog chasing a donut on a stick, the 0 Mile Fun Run is designed to be, well, fun. The actual race down a course is about 15 feet long. The KSJE 0 Mile Fun Run.
A 27-year-old.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.